With me now on the phone is Becca Martin Brown, who is the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Getting our schedules to align this week was not the easiest thing, Becca, so we're talking on phone.
And so sometimes we just have to do that because we're both running like crazy.
Right.
I can't miss talking to you today because something completely unexpected, untoward has happened.
And that is?
I have the Christmas spirit on the 8th of November.
Oh my goodness, Becca, this is unprecedented.
It is unprecedented. We went to Branson. My sister and I went to Branson last weekend. We had such a great time.
And they have a Christmas tree at the front that's like 755 stories tall?
Oh, the new tree is stunning. It is 8 stories tall. And it really does make a difference, those extra 2 or 3 stories. Plus, it has these computerized lights so that, like, angels can fly around the tree. It's not just the tree changing colors. It's the tree being a holographic screen. And then they have these new cool, well, they were new last year, light tunnels. It's called Christmas at Midtown. And so I especially like those because I always think about the view of a little kid in a stroller.
Oh, right.
Where you can't see anything but knees.
Yeah.
But with the light tunnels and the giant tree, the little kids can see it all. And it was just fun. Everybody was happy and they were nice and it was just fun.
All right.
So now I feel all Christmassy.
Well, great. I'm happy for you.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what 680 miles of lights and 600 wreaths will do for you.
I guess so.
So if you want to find out more about Silver Dollar City, it's silverdollarcity.com. They're open late through December 30th. It was just all perfect and fun, and now I feel all Christmassy.
I'm happy for you.
I'll work on you.
Okay. All right. All right, Becca. Thank you very much. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.